On this episode, the Five Sovereignty Framework.
This is the Holistic Alpha Male Optimization Podcast, where we help you unleash your true power as a man.
Hey guys, welcome back to the show. I'm Stephen Mathis. It's a rainy day in the mountains. We're going to get out of the rain and go to the computer, to the screen, to talk about something crucial and fundamental, which is the Five Sovereignty Framework. I'm going to get inside and let's get to it.
First of all, what is sovereignty? Let's define that word. Here are some dictionary definitions. Supremacy of authority or rule as exercised by a sovereign or sovereign state. Royal rank, authority, or power. Complete independence and self-government. A territory existing as an independent state. The liberty to decide one's thoughts and actions. And freedom from external influence. In a word, that is what sovereignty is. It is freedom. And sovereignty in our personal lives means having personal freedom. And when we have freedom, that is when we feel the high vibration emotions of life. That's when we feel joyful and expansive and creative and powerful and connected and loving and loved and worthy and all of the beautiful high vibration emotions of life. That's when we get more life out of our life. And when we don't have this sovereignty in any or all of the five areas that we're going to talk about, it drags us down. That's when we feel trapped. We feel angry. We feel sad. We feel depressed. We feel not good enough. We feel disconnected. We feel unworthy. We feel the low vibration emotions. And in essence, we have less life in our life. We have less life in our hours, less life in our days. So that's what sovereignty really is. It's freedom. And really, it's joy. It's life itself. When we have freedom, we live. So this Five Sovereignty Framework is the foundation of your personal freedom. Let's talk about the first one. This is the one that comes to mind, I think, for a lot of people. If you mention the word personal sovereignty, they would maybe think of financial sovereignty. What does financial sovereignty not look like? Well, it does not look like living paycheck to paycheck, being unsecure if the needs of you and your loved ones are going to be met. It doesn't look like working a job that you hate, etc. We have a pretty good picture of that. Well, what does it look like? It looks like having that safety and security, knowing that your needs are going to be met, being able to do what you want to do with your time and not be a slave to that. It looks like having freedom in your finances from external influence, which is where things like Bitcoin and blockchain come into the picture. So that's financial sovereignty. The next part is physical sovereignty. Physical sovereignty is having freedom in our body. Most people do not have this freedom. You walk around the world today, especially here in the US, most people, they have little, if any, freedom in their body. They're in essence slaves to their bodies because their habits have created a situation where they do not have freedom. Having freedom and sovereignty in our physical world means having the freedom to feel good, to feel energy, to be able to physically go where we want to go and do what we want to do. It looks like having a strength and a physical resilience to carry us through the journey of life. So that's the second part of this framework, is physical sovereignty. And this is where a lot of people, I think, would stop in terms of evaluating this word, right? And other people might think of sovereignty in terms of sovereignty from the government and that kind of thing, very valid as well. But in the context of this framework, we have financial sovereignty, we have physical sovereignty. Now we start to get a little bit deeper. The next level of sovereignty is mental sovereignty. Mental sovereignty is having the ability to use our mind in a positive and powerful way that facilitates more life in our life. Mental sovereignty means being able to focus. It means being able to and being willing to envision our dreams and create and think through things and think in a positive and productive and powerful way. It means being present in the moment. If we are constantly caught up in thought and distraction in the past and the future, and we're not present with what's happening right now, we do not have mental sovereignty. We don't have mental freedom because we're a slave to whatever it is our mind is doing. And if we're going to truly experience the most life in our life, we need to absolutely add this piece. We need to have mental sovereignty where we rule our mind. That's what this is about. Having sovereignty, being a king, being a giant, having alpha energy, however you want to describe it, none of this is about other people at all. It's about ruling our own kingdoms within ourselves in various ways, right? So we have financial sovereignty, we have physical sovereignty, we have mental sovereignty. The next step is heart sovereignty. Heart sovereignty is freedom to live with our emotions instead of to be controlled by them, instead of being controlled by them. Again, most people are controlled by their emotions. They're whipped all over the place by them. They're caught up in these emotional storms. We don't actually understand our emotions because we're so swept away by them. So heart sovereignty, on one level, means being able to deal with our emotions in a positive way. It means being with them, being present with them, understanding them, accepting them, working through them and learning from them, allowing them and recognizing that they're all okay, working with them in a positive way. Another level or aspect of heart sovereignty is feeling loved, providing what we need within ourselves to feel loved and feel connected. And ultimately, that is up to us. It is not something that we can depend on other people for. Many people, most people try to do that. We think we can depend on other people to feel loved. But ultimately, if that is the case, we do not have heart sovereignty. We have heart sovereignty when we feel loved and connected and worthy within ourselves. We have heart sovereignty when we can work through our emotions in a positive and powerful way, when we can be with them and see them and love them and accept all the emotions that we experience, and we're not pushing them away and rejecting them and running away from them and numbing them. So we have financial sovereignty, we have physical sovereignty, we have mental sovereignty, we have heart sovereignty. And the last piece is sexual sovereignty. What does sexual sovereignty not look like? Well, it definitely doesn't look like being a slave to porn. It definitely doesn't look like being a slave to lust and getting pulled around by that in any and all directions. It definitely doesn't look like being a slave to someone or something external to feel sexually satisfied. If you need something external to feel sexually satisfied and okay in life, you do not have sexual sovereignty. You don't have that sexual freedom. When we have sexual sovereignty, we feel that desire and satisfaction within ourselves. We have a foundation of that. When we have sexual sovereignty, we guide our desire. We harness it in a positive way. We guide and manage and control our lust and that primal instinct that wants to kind of pull us around. We rein it in. We have control. We, in that control, create freedom. When we can create this sovereignty in these five ways, financial, physical, mental, heart, and sexual, you will feel your most expansive. You will feel your strongest, your most powerful. That is when you will get the most life out of your life. So here's the thing to do right now. Here's the next step, is evaluate and take action. So think about these five areas. Think about how much sovereignty you really have in these five areas: financial, physical, mental, heart, sexual. Think about those five areas. How much sovereignty do you have? And then start taking action to build more sovereignty. It is not given to you. None of this is given to you. None of it. All five of those areas, zero of them are given to you. All five, it's up to you to create it, to build it, to take it, to choose it. Create sovereignty in these areas. Create more sovereignty. Continually create more sovereignty in these areas. And you will continually experience more joy and expansiveness and life. I would love to hear your feedback on this. Shoot me a text message, 801-742-1439. Thank you again for listening. Join us in the Brotherhood. That's our free community, my free community for you guys. You can go to holisticalpha.com and join us there. Thank you, as always, for listening. Have an amazing rest of your day, and we'll talk to you soon.